behind their goaltender. Chicago with a puck, and this game is history. Time winds down, 4-2 Chicago. Ducks have close to 40 shots, but only two goals. 39 they finish with. Chicago 28, and Chicago had themselves quite a weekend. A win against LA, a win against Anaheim. And again, the Ducks await Vancouver right now. A short time that we have together here. Just a quick thought.
Well, you managed to get what? 16 shots in the last period of play, right? You had 14 in the first. You came out with 23 there in the second period, or through two periods, and then you finished with 39. So now it remains to be seen, within those high shot volume occurrences, how did this Ducks team best bear down on those opportunities, right? So you kind of flip the script when it comes to the shots on goal arguments, but how does the Ducks put more of those in? That's something that we know they're going to be working on next practice, because you got to figure you got to turn the tides as a strong Vancouver Canucks team when it comes into town.
All right, going to be over in a booth close to us here for another post-game wrap with Lexus Downey. By the way, before you leave, I want to tell you about our good friends at Jack Daniels. Do you know the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey? So make it count.
I didn't know that, Steve.
Yep. I just learned it, too, by reading it.
Yep.
All right. Hey, good job tonight. Be listening to you on the way home. 4-2 the final. Alexis Downey with Emerson Edom on our post-game coverage in a couple of boosts down from us. Thanks for listening. For Rick Cutler, for Emerson and me, we'll talk to you on Tuesday night when the Vancouver Canucks come to town. 7 o'clock play-by-play, 6:30 pregame. And you're listening to all of it this season on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks. Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050-raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks fall at home tonight at Honda Center here as they hosted the Chicago Blackhawks for the Dia de Muertos celebration. 4-2 the final and the start of a six-game homestand. Emmer Sneedham alongside Alexis Downey here. Emmer, I felt that this was a frustrating game to watch.
Yeah, it's frustrating because this Ducks team started off so hot and they were making plays early on, moving the puck well. Just thought that there was a serious algorithm to the chances that they were creating, and that quickly dissipated off when the Chicago Blackhawks scored their first one and proceeded to score their second. It was just a much different Ducks team than what we saw. And I thought that was going to be the start of some, just a string of, whether it's a full 60 that they were going to put together leading into a very good Vancouver Canucks team that's coming in here in a few nights. Look, they just need to find a way, and I think they did a good job there. The last two goals, mm-hmm. Hey, maybe they can take that mentality. And it was a great forecheck. Ross Johnson, he turns the puck over and or makes the Hawks turn the puck over. He crowds that puck. Great pass. And I thought they just were rewarded because they had just such a great effort as a line. Seemed to be the case. You just play well. Good thing leads to others, and they end up talon one. And then Mason McTavish, right? Mm-hmm. He scored. And I think any player that's going through a little bit of a drought in the goal scoring department, even when you're losing, it always feels nice to, you know, get a tally, and hopefully that carries into more scoring for Mason McTavish there as well.
Yeah, I want to see that from McTavish going forward. I know that's someone on this Ducks team that we've been looking to see get going on the score sheet, but 39 shots on goal for the Ducks in this one, unfortunately, just not able to add some more to the back of the net. The Blackhawks 29. So let's get into the highlights now. In the first period, it was the Hawks that struck first. Isaac Phillips, a quick shot up top. Dostal looked like he might have been shielded in front, and the Blackhawks were on the board first.
Here comes Wyatt Kaiser, another new member of the defense for Chicago. Plays the puck back. A shot. They score! From way out, Isaac Phillips from Ontario snapped the shot, which beat Dostal cleanly at 7:03 to play in the first. The Hawks get on the board first and lead Anaheim 1-0.
Now, that was Phillips' only second goal in the NHL, coming on a nice shot up top, though.
I tell you what, this Chicago Blackhawks team, they're building big there in the back end. Isaac Phillips, as you mentioned, young player. 6'3", 205. You have mm-hmm. Seth Jones, who's, if you look at just his size, look, 6'4", 213. And, yeah, I mean, just their whole back end is built just extremely big. You have Alex Vlasic, 6'6". And just so they're not only big, they play physical, but they can get it done, as we saw on that Isaac Phillips shot.
The Blackhawks kept it rolling in that first period. It was Teuvo Teravainen on the power play. Just a rocket of a shot, giving them a 2-0 lead.
Anaheim pushing it, but not all the way out. Held in by Alex Vlasic behind the net. They got it to Patrick Maroon, the Farmer Duck. Now out high to the left of Dostal. Power play has 24 seconds left in it. Here's Hall over on the other circle, and they one-time a shot. by Lukasz Dostal. I mean to tell you, that was a rocket of a shot. And getting the goal will be Teuvo Teravainen to give Chicago another goal.
Teravainen's been in this league for a long time, and he knows how to score.
Yeah, that was a nice one-timer. Made no mistake there. And as a shooter in that situation, you want to aim for middle bar there. You just had a tough angle, and that middle bar from that shot is going to put it right where it did. And that was upper short side high. There was nothing Lukasz Dostal could have done about it. It's just a long pass, a quick pass, and just even a quicker finish. So it's a tough one, well-executed play, and you're waiting and hoping, wishing that the Anaheim Ducks power play can start moving the puck around like that and start finishing. I mean, we know Frank Vetrano's got that bomb, right? And I know they're trying to find him, but hopefully it will connect more consistently. Mm-hmm. They had obviously that power play there late. They tallied. Hey, maybe they just keep getting more consistent, that Ducks power play.
Yeah, definitely something I want to talk about in this post-game show, Emerson, is that Ducks power play here tonight, because they had plenty of chances, but not too good on that end. So we'll talk about it in a little bit once we get through these highlights. Moving into the second period, Chicago up 2-0. Some early saves on Anaheim. They had some good chances at the net. However, so did the Blackhawks, and so did Connor Bedard. A breakaway with 4:03 on the clock. Lukasz Dostal comes up with a big save.
Now out at center on a cross ice feed. Leo Carlson coming in, tried to get a shot away or a pass, broken up. Bedard on a breakaway, moving in on Dostal. He's in, he shoots, and Dostal stopped him laying on the ice. And play is stopped here. Boy, that's a save and a big one for the Ducks.
The Dostal stops number 98 for the Hawks, Connor Bedard. That is a huge save, and he keeps his Ducks team continuing to only be down by 2 goals. So, look, that was an extraordinary save at a monumental time in this hockey game. 4:03 remaining in this second period. He keeps his Ducks team alive.
A couple things in that second period from that. Bedard had 2 breakaways in the second period. And also, I noticed after that breakaway, Ryan Donato kind of skated in towards Dostal, and they shared some words. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I don't know. We had Brian Ortega up in the booth. We had a UFC fighter we know cheering this Ducks team on. So maybe, I don't know. You had Ross Johnson Flight. That was just the flair of the night. There was some chippiness going on. Maybe you didn't think that these two were going to be beaking back and forth at one another. But, hey, Donato, we'll have to ask Lukasz what transpired within that sequence.
The Blackhawks, though, getting another point, another goal not too long after that. It was Seth Jones on the power play, another one-timer. This time, though, on the blocker side of Dostal, similar play. Moving on after that, 3-0, Chicago leads. It's Ross Johnson that wants to get things going with Pat Maroon. They drop the gloves with about a minute to go in the second period.
Dumoulin holding it in, spinning away there. From the Hawks, Patrick Maroon. Puck is feathered in front of the net, and Chicago will clear it up the ice, led by Smith. Played ahead into the Anaheim zone, but their forward Reichel did the right thing, staying onside. Uh-oh, we're going to have something happen here. We're going to have a scrap. Ross Johnson for Anaheim. Some chopping lefts by Patrick Maroon. We know he can handle himself from his days in Anaheim. Johnston lands a right, a chopping right. They're pinned against the board. Right hands Johnston. 2 on the left side of the face of Maroon, who fights back with a right. Some punches to the midsection. To the back by Ross Johnston. Uppercut. Now a shot to the helmet of Maroon. The officials waiting to get in there. 3 or 4 chopping lefts. Maroon. Another right by Johnston. Pinned against the glass, and I think they've had enough, but both landed some haymakers, but I think Ross Johnston won that one.
Yeah, Ross Johnson, he was the aggressor in that fight. He takes the clear decision. He just out-muscled Pat Maroon there, pushing him all the way to this near side corner in the defensive zone, and as I mentioned, he was the aggressor, but hats off to Pat Maroon, who isn't known as a pure fighter by any sense. He's got some skill to him, as we all know, and he dropped the mitts with a very tough customer, number 44. Ross Johnson. So hats off to the both of them.
Pat Maroon is getting close to 800 games played in the NHL and still dropping the mitts.
Yeah, it's great. former teammate of mine, Pat Maroon, and great guy. He's a team-first guy, glue guy, and that's one of the reasons why he's lasted in this league so long. He got off to somewhat of a late start. It wasn't easy cracking the National Hockey League. His time with the Phantoms and the Philadelphia Flyers organization, making his way to Anaheim here, had a great start. With some success going deep in the playoffs. Got some great teams that just made it really far in the playoffs, and we enjoyed that success together. But a few cups for Pat Maroon, and it just goes to show that his type of game complements playoff hockey. It's a gritty mm-hmm. type, get to the net, and rebound goals, greasy goals. I mean, his ways of finding the net, it's a variety, and he mm-hmm. continues to get it done, 800-plus games in the National Hockey League.
One of the things that head coach Greg Cronin shared with us earlier before this game was just saying how very complimentary to some of the veterans that are on this Blackhawks team, and I know that Pat Maroon is one of those guys. So Chicago, 3-0 lead after two periods of play. We get to the final frame, and finally the Ducks break the ice, get their first one, and it's Brock McGinn.
Hawks have it. They fire it in. Teravainen been noticeable times in this hockey game for Chicago. Puck is cleared by Ross Johnston. Back deep in his own zone for Zellweger. Stick handles to center. Feet ahead for Ross Johnston. Off his leg. Gets it. Centers in a shot. Oh, and Soderblom got a piece of it. But it crossed the goal line. And the Anaheim Ducks are on the board. Finally, on a goal by Brock McGinn. The Cup the Hawks lead down to 3-1.
Great shift there from that fourth line. Brock McGinn, Ross Johnson, that whole group, they worked hard in the third period.
Well, look, this is kind of describes what's going on with Anaheim here, just attempting to score goals. It hasn't been easy. Brock McGinn now has more goals than Trevor Zegras, Mason McTavish, of course, Cutter Gauthier has yet to find the back of the net. Frank Vetrano, I mean, the list goes on and on of Ducks players that we know should be tallying more than a guy like Brock McGinn, who, yeah. You know, and that's not a slight to him in his game, but it's just he's entering this game on the fourth line. That fourth line played very well, great forechecking game mm-hmm. that led to that goal. But come on, the names I just mentioned should be ahead in the goal category, but hey, it speaks on Brock McGinn, and it speaks of the lack of production in the goal scoring category for this Ducks team collectively.
Yeah, good point there, Emerson, bringing up that in where the Anaheim Ducks are at. Chicago would add one more to their tally, Ryan Donato at the goal, and then the Ducks found one more chance, one goal from Mason McTavish on the power play there at the end, and that would be the final 4-2.
Ducks get it back. Carlson centers it off the stick of Vetrano. 10 seconds to go in the hockey game. Chicago's going to win it. There's a shot. Score on a rebound. Chest save on the first shot. And the rebound is put in by Anaheim. And the Ducks get their second of the hockey game, but still trail 4-2.
As I said, the final 4-2 here at Honda Center tonight. We're going to come back with the text line, as we have a lot of texts rolling in tonight talking about this game. But before we go, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. You'll have to wait a little bit longer, but after these messages, we'll be right back.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. The Anaheim Ducks kicking off a six-game homestand to start November and unfortunately falling 4-2 to the Chicago Blackhawks. Emerson and I chatting right here in Honda Center talking about this game here tonight. We just went through all the highlights from the game, and now we're going to get to the text line. First text that we got here. Let's see. The Ducks had good pressure passing. They were hungry. We just had a mix of getting goal lead, bad puck luck, and a couple mistakes Chicago cashed in on. Embarrassing to lose to Chicago, but we had chemistry going. Just got to work on one-timers and aim.
I like that. She touched on, or she, who is it here? What's
the, no name, name here. Okay, no name here.
He or she, great message. Early on, he or she touched on that in the message, which I thought was great. And just and it's something I mentioned live on the broadcast that, look, the Chicago Blackhawks were just able to capitalize more on the power play, right? They scored two power play goals to the Ducks' one. And I just want to touch on Mason McTavish, that goal he scored there to finish off the game. It was assisted by Troy Terry and Ryan Strom, so I wanted to get that goal read in. But yeah, I thought it was well said. When I think he or she mentioned goal lead, maybe it was just, look, in the goaltender department, I thought the play from Soderblom was spectacular. I mean, yeah. Really right down to the end. I know he eventually let up two, but that was before the onslaught put on for the Anaheim Ducks there just the last minute or two, but he was spectacular. Before that.
Yeah, a lot of help also at the net front there. I felt like, you know, that there were some chances that the Ducks had in this game. And honestly, it was missing the net. Like, there were some wide open chances. I think about, you know, Ryan Strom had the chance in, got his own rebound and just like couldn't settle the puck down. It's those kinds of moments that the Ducks got to figure out how to capitalize on.
Yeah, and just piggybacking on that point, you had that entry early on when Mintikoff got that feed. It was a great delay there. I don't know if it was Leo. I think it was Leo who delayed there on the entry and passed it over to Mintikoff, who mishandled it. He didn't get a a quality shot off when he should have. And, yeah, there was some missed opportunity. Jackson Lacombe mishandled a puck there at a certain point there around the neutral zone. And, yeah, it's just the Chicago Blackhawks wanted it more. They wanted it more. They were the crispier team, especially for the full 60 minutes. And, look, they deserved it tonight. They were just the better hockey club tonight.
You know, I noticed something also at the end of the first period when the Ducks skaters were getting ready to go back to the locker room. That last shift from Trevor Zegras was really good. And I saw him standing there waiting on the ice, and Mason McTavish skates up, and he's clearly exasperated about something, you know, pointing at the corner on down on the ice. And you just tell there was a lot of emotion at that point and frustration from him, you know, going into the locker room after that first period. So just something I noticed, you know, right before that there.
And he's trying to find it, right?
Yeah.
Just from a production standpoint. So I know he's probably overthinking it at times. I know he's feeling the pressure for sure, but we know it'll come. I think games like these, you go into the next one with, unfortunately, even less expectations, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then maybe that tends to throw teams off a little bit, maybe underestimate you. Vancouver's a great team. They've fallen a couple of times to somewhat questionable games. That game early on against Calgary, right? That was a tough one for them. But, look, they are no slouch. We know that. They're very high up here in this solid Pacific Division. So, you know, it's not going to be a easy test. But a guy like Troy Terry gets an assist there on that last goal. He stays hot, and he's going to continue to – he drew a penalty there early on the game. So
yeah.
He just continues to play lights out. I feel like if everyone can play like Troy Terry, and I'm sure that fourth line move their feet and execute well in the forecheck. This team can play a lot like Troy Terry, just moving his feet, drawing penalties, shooting when he has the opportunity to do so, have that same mindset that he does right now, I think they should be in a much better off spot right now. But moving forward, I think that would pan out well for them.
It's frustrating because there's so much more to give for this team. I mean, once they get their scoring going, once they figure out the power play, the faceoffs were improved tonight. They ended up, you know, above the Blackhawks on that end. And I was looking too. I mean, the Blackhawks had, let me pull it up again, 26 block shots. It's just, it's a matter of finding those lanes.
Yep. No, it's, I noticed that. And I know that after each period that those totals in the block shots column kept rising and rising, and they were making it so difficult in the Ducks, as you mentioned, getting shots through and really frustrating them.
Couple more texts that we have here. It's games like tonight where your heart goes out to the guys. Ducks dominated the stat sheet in the answered issues, but just could not get up top. Sometimes even when everything goes right, it can still go terribly wrong, like four goals wrong, single tier.
Yeah, I mean, there's been opposing teams that have put this similar type of shots on goal that the Ducks put up tonight, but the Ducks somehow come out with the victory. And it's just weird. It's weird how hockey works sometimes that the Anaheim Ducks did a job there in the shots on goal department, putting up 39 and still unable to seal the 2 points. It's really tough. I know it makes you probably overthink as a player.
But
I definitely felt that message for sure.
Also, I mean, some of the chances that the Hawks had in transition, they were fast. I mean, Connor Bedard, you know, I don't want to talk about him too much, but he is a great skater.
Yeah,
and you just see
transition.
It. You see it so easily. He goes through the neutral zone. And, you know, I think it's watching a player like that. Then you think about our own guys here in Anaheim. You think about a Leo Carlson, obviously, because, you know, same draft class. But you think about the potential he has and how well he moves the puck. And you just, you hope for more of that.
Oh, for sure. And just speaking on Connor Bedard, he didn't, despite having two breakaways or one full, maybe one partial, he comes out with three assists on the game. He entered tonight with 9 points in 12 games, so he's just 1 point under a point a game now with 12 points in 13 games. He just continues to get it done. 9 assists in 13 games. That's
Jeez. He almost got that last goal, but it was credited to Donato there. Both of them at the net there trying to push Dostal's pads, and it obviously worked, giving them their fourth goal. But let's get back to the text line. Daniel from Corona, similar message to the last two. These ones hurt the most for me. A lot of opportunity, just can't get the puck into the net. We need to keep shooting the puck, and good things will happen. Hopefully we can get it turned around before Tuesday. See you at Honda Center. We'll see you soon, Daniel. Hopefully the Ducks can get a few more against Vancouver on Tuesday.
Thanks, Daniel, for that positive, optimistic message. We always love those, and those are just the true fans right there, right, who are always putting this Ducks team in a positive light and looking forward to the next game, win, lose, or draw, whatever transpired the game before.
Yeah, another text here. Vic in San Diego. Hello, San Diego. Love that. You both mentioned what Pat Maroon did as a Duck and still does now. We need somebody who can do what he does or Tomas Holmstrom did when we were kids, especially on the power play.
Yeah, just right in the blue paint, and that's what he was referring to, getting screens and just overall greasy goals as Pat Maroon and what we just previously talked about, Pat, and what he's been able to do for so long throughout his National Hockey League career. It's definitely part of the reason why he's been able to attain the Stanley Cup three times, and that's just playoff hockey written all over it, right? Some of those greasy net front goals getting in the goalie's eyes, and I agree there. Holmstrom, what a name.
yeah.
Grew up watching him in the Red Wings and his just ability, call it his office, whatever, right in the net front. He knew where to go, and I totally agree. I think this Ducks team has been better, but it's been a theme within their system offensively to not have, or at least try to have one guy, but two guys at the net. I think I've been seeing it more. It's just the lack of the variety of course, just the goal scoring in general. It's been tough in every different spot on that ice for this Ducks team to generate. But, more goals can be scored.
Yeah.
And more different areas of the ice, including around that blue paint.
Another text that we got here, PK is way too weak and passive. We play decent against a team that is worse than us. And then some criticism to the coaching staff. This coaching staff does not have us playing well, and they should be held under the microscope. Interesting thoughts there from one of our listeners. The penalty kill, I mean, gave up two goals there tonight. That's tough to see. Blackhawks look great on their power play on the flip side of that. But, I think that it's coming to a point in the season where, you know, this Ducks team is now 11 games in, and we know that there's so much more for them to give. Special teams has been an area that's been a bit up and down, but it is frustrating. I think after a game like this, you feel all the frustrations, and I'm with you.
Yeah, and I think the one area of big improvement is the discipline, though, right? So
yeah.
You got step one checked off, and you just, yeah, you got to do a job. I did notice maybe the lack of aggressive or just, yeah, overall aggressiveness on the penalty kill. At times, maybe, you know, lack of foot movement. And on the flip side, I thought the Chicago Blackhawks were doing a great job getting their clears and zero hesitation, just turning around and getting that thing all the way down the ice. So totally agree. And it's these coaches, they know, I think, where they're at right now. And right now they're trying to get all these young guys. It's a very young team to just focus on the little things. And if we can snapshot the first 10 minutes of the game and they can just play that style for the full 60. I know it's easier said than done, but somehow find a way to get back to that game plan, shift in and shift out.
Yeah, a lot of pressure there in that first 10 minutes. Great forecheck. So hopefully the Ducks are able to dig in and find that for the next game. But we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll have the final segment of this post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in. The all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. Hey, you keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like Today's Hits, Country Roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
We're back with the postgame show, and now we're going to head down to the locker room to listen to what Brock McGinn had to say about this game tonight and scoring another goal.
Nice getting goal column tonight. You had a couple of good chances on the road trip, so nice to see one go in.
Yeah, it is. I think Ross made a great play to me there, and I was fortunate to bang it in. I think we did a good job, our line tonight, trying to get pucks towards the net and getting them back. And Ross did an awesome job creating some energy there for us. But I think we got to come into practice, work hard tomorrow, and ready for the next one.
You guys certainly played well enough to earn a win tonight. What do you feel like it kind of went wrong in that sense?
Yeah, I think our first 10 minutes was really good. I think we were just shooting pucks every time we got it, and I think that's when we create a lot of our own time and more opportunities for ourselves. So I think we kind of got away from that a little bit in the second and third, and they were able to capitalize on some of their opportunities, and it's just the way it went.
You're a staple on the PK. They scored 2 power play goals, obviously. Maybe talk about what maybe went wrong and broke down for you guys in those situations.
They have some talented players on their team. I think they're going to make plays. They're going to make some good ones. So we just had to do a better job probably at protecting the seams. And those are the hardest ones for Dossie to save. So I think if we can do a better job at that, we'll limit their opportunities.
I mean, you see a game like tonight where for the first time maybe Doss doesn't make those saves that you've been seeing from all season. How do you kind of rally this team back around and start supporting him with that kind of physical prep from?
Yeah, he's been definitely our star player this year, and he still played good this tonight. So I think we got to do a better job of trying to score some more goals for him and give him a cushion. So we can come and regroup tomorrow at the rink and be ready for the next game.
Thanks, Brock. You just heard from Brock McGinn there talking with the media after this game tonight, really talking about how the team can rally around Dostal and what they can help him out with, get some goals a little bit in the future, and hopefully have a good practice tomorrow too.
And yes, and as Brock was mentioning just that first 10 minutes, AD, you and I looked at one another and just saying, well, we told you so. We've been talking about that first 10 minutes.
We want that 10 minutes.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
Do it again, guys.
We've been talking about that first 10 minutes. And, yeah, how do we freeze that and just put that on repeat time and time again for the full 60-plus minutes? We know when the Ducks are going to start doing that more consistently, going to be more points being earned on these games.
Since we got to hear from Brock McGinn, we're also going to get to hear from Ross Johnston, his line mate here tonight, who had a big part in this game as well.
You get back in the lineup tonight, and nice to get a contribution on the score sheet right away.
Yeah, it's always nice to contribute on the, like you said, on the score sheet. But at the end of the day, we have to put a full 60 minutes together, give Dawes a little bit more run support.
I had to see the play develop on the McGinn goal. I guess Zellweger made the outlet there and he kind of pursued it, or?
Yeah, he made a good cross-ice pass. Just kind of bouncing, probably got a little bit of a lucky bounce and landed nice on the stick. And I mean, with Lundy and Ginner, kind of know where they're at by now. They're going to go to the net. They're going to go to the net hard. So I kind of thought, I've seen Ginner out of the corner of my eye and fished it over and did the rest.
As a veteran, I'm sure you've been through stretches where the top guys are struggling a bit. I mean, Petrano one goal, McTavish one goal, for Cutter so far, that kind of thing. How do you kind of keep the room on board when guys are going through that? Because obviously they're talented players that are going to come eventually.
Yeah, you're certainly looking for some more output out of obviously the top nine guys. But with that being said, it's kind of it's a full team effort. We got to simplify our game and maybe go back to the basics and get simple opportunities, simple shots, and almost playing ugly by times to kind of, I guess, start getting those bounces will start going in. So as a group, we have to start simplifying it, and those guys you mentioned, I think, will start scoring.
You kind of see that, too, as you guys start to take the puck to the net in the later stages of the game. Is that sort of what this team needs to do, is to start taking the puck straight to the top of the crease?
Yeah, there's no secret. I think we have a skilled group, but we don't have a skilled enough group to play a completely skilled game. So we're young, and I think, as I mentioned, sometimes we've got to play some ugly hockey, and ugly by, I mean, just keeping it simple. Straight lines, getting the puck in deep and getting our chances by throwing pucks at the goalie's feet. Now, when you do that, you set up a ground game, and when those bounces start going, I think your confidence grows, and then the skill plays start happening. So I think it stems from simple play, and we just got to get back to straight lines, and I think we'll see our game turn.
Thanks, Ross.
Ross Johnston there speaking with the media, talking about how the team needs to play a simple game, Emerson. And some interesting points, too, about the skill level and them being very young.
Yeah, and just touching on what you just said there, just the need for this team to play exactly how that fourth line played, his line, right? Like he's mentioned, straight lines, north-south. Not a pretty game by any stretch of the imagination, but we had a message earlier talking about Pat Maroon, and for so long, his ability to get to the blue paint, get in front of the goaltender's eyes, just need more of that mm-hmm. grit, not pretty hockey, but gets the job done, so to speak. So, I liked a lot of those points, and you could just see it. He had a nice tip there early on in the game that almost went in. It just missed wide, and he was getting to the blue paint, and he was doing all the things that not only did he said that the team needs to do moving forward, but, I think he's just the personified leadership, dropping mm-hmm. the mitts, too. And
yeah.
He's just a guy that he's maximizing his play. He knows his role. He knows it's maybe not the prettiest style of hockey, as he just touched on in that interview, but, his line got the job done tonight, and if the Ducks as a whole – not only as we've been continuing to talk about that first 10 minutes, but continuing on with the edginess, We know that their hit count can be a whole lot more than it was tonight. Mm-hmm. We know that they can get in the shooting lane a whole lot more and up there with Chicago and how well they did tonight in that category. So, look, there's a lot of areas where this Ducks team can improve, but simplifying, playing a little bit grittier, along with trying to combine what they did playmaking-wise in that first 10 minutes, I think they're on the right road if they can kind of dial in those key points.
Have that good practice tomorrow. Get ready for Vancouver on Tuesday. That's a 7 o'clock game. Pre-game show, 6:30. Emerson, your final quack for tonight?
Well, my final quack is what a night. It was a special night here for Dia de Muertos. And forgot the celebración del Dia de Muertos. But it was a great celebration. I had a fantastic time there interviewing Brian Ortega. What a guy. What a gentleman. And we look forward to his future success as well. Mm-hmm. So we just love to have Duck fans like that, of that caliber, of that I don't know. I mean, what a guy. Just we're ecstatic to have him as a Ducks fan.
Fun to have all the different celebrities and athletes come through our Anaheim Ducks doors at Honda Center here. My final quack tonight, I'm giving a shout out to the San Diego Gulls, who got it done tonight, 6-4, the final there. And Sam Colangelo, the number one star, Jansen Harkins, number two, Rodman Dionisio, shout out to him, his first AHL goal there. So good stuff by the Gulls.
And we had a Ducks fan who messaged from San Diego,
yeah,
too.
Vic,
so there
yeah.
we have it. Some nice San Diego shout-outs.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go. We love our goals, of course, and hopefully it's more good things to come for them with this big one.
Agreed. The Ducks, next time they take the ice, Tuesday against the Vancouver Canucks. As I mentioned, we'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30, the final tonight. 4 for the Chicago Blackhawks, 2 for the Anaheim Ducks. Thank you so much for tuning in for this postgame show. You can stick around and listen to the replay of this Ducks and Blackhawks game on the other side of the break. Otherwise, we will see you on Tuesday, 6:30 start, right here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
Chasing.
I can buy myself flowers. I'm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover,
this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world,
we are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted,
or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com. The official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.